From National Public Radio, I'm Lisa Simeone with NPR World of Opera. Back in the day, if you turned on your TV and heard this music, you knew you were about to see something funny. Sure, I Love Lucy may have had the occasional poignant moment, very occasional, but that's not why people tuned in. They expected the show to make them laugh, and it did. Of course, TV offered more serious stuff as well. Very serious stuff, like Raymond Burr busy freeing the innocent and convicting the guilty in Perry Mason. And that's pretty much how it was on television, and still is. A show is either comedy or drama, and movies tend to be like that as well. But what about opera? Yeah, there are plainly comic operas, such as The Barber of Seville, and clearly tragic ones. Not many laughs in Rigoletto or Tristan and Isolde, but there are also plenty of operas that walk a fine line, leaving you laughing one moment and queasy the next. And nobody did that better than Mozart. The story of Mozart's Così fan tutte at first seems awfully silly. A couple of young guys dressed up in outrageous costumes impersonate foreigners, and their own fiancés don't even recognize them. It makes for a lot of laughs. But then the guys try to seduce each other's girlfriends, actually tempting the women they love to betray them. And it works. Not so many laughs now, as both couples find out exactly how flimsy true love can be, and their lives are changed forever. On this edition of World of Opera, we have Mozart's uneasy comedy, Così fan tutte. The stars are Barbara Frittoli, Angelica Kirchschlager, Ildebrando d'Arcangelo, and Francesco Meli, playing two couples who learn some of life's most painful lessons. The conductor is Riccardo Muti, leading a production from the historic Vienna State Opera.